This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. An Israeli airstrike at a Gaza school compound housing displaced families killed around 100 people, the Hamas-run Gaza government said on Saturday. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Israeli military acknowledged the strike on the Tabin school, claiming it hit a Hamas command center within the school. Hamas denied using it as a command center. According to the United Nations, 477 out of 564 schools in Gaza had been directly hit or damaged in the war as of July 6th. Since the war began October 7th, more than 1.9 million of Gaza's pre-war population of 2.3 million have been driven from their homes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A regional turboprop plane fell into what aviation experts called a flat spin before crashing in a residential neighborhood near São Paulo in Brazil on Friday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
In Brazil, a passenger plane crashed into a residential neighborhood of Vinhedo, a city in São Paulo State, Friday. The airline confirmed all 61 people aboard were killed. One woman who lives near the crash site told reporters there were no victims among the locals, though there was no official confirmation of that. Footage on Globo News showed the plane plunging in a flat spin. The airline says it was an ATR-72 twin-engine turboprop. The Secretary of Public Safety for São Paulo told reporters the plane's black box was recovered and vowed an investigation will determine what happened. It was the deadliest airline crash since January 2023, when 72 people died on board a Yeti Airlines plane in Nepal. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more stories and additional coverage around the world, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Russia was fighting intense battles on Saturday against thousands of Ukrainian troops as deep as 20 kilometers inside the Kursk region after Ukraine's biggest attack on Russian sovereign territory since the start of the war in 2022. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
The Russian military is sending reinforcements to the western border town 4 days after the surprise Ukrainian operation, which appears to be Kyiv's biggest attack on Russian soil since the war began. Emergency shelters have been set up, with food, diapers and other supplies being sent to Kursk. Meanwhile, Ukrainian emergency services are cleaning up a shopping mall, which was hit by a Russian missile in the middle of the day. At least 12 people were killed. It's the second major strike on the town of Kostya-Tinivka in the eastern Donetsk region in almost a year. I'm Naeon Kim.
Russia's defense ministry said on Saturday that it deployed tanks to the Kursk border area with Ukraine and destroyed a Ukrainian armored vehicle. Russia imposed a sweeping security regime in three border regions on Saturday as Moscow scrambled forces. South Korea's military says North Korea is again flying balloons likely carrying trash towards the south, adding to a bizarre psychological warfare campaign amid tensions between the war-divided rivals. North Korea in recent weeks has flown more than 2,000 balloons carrying waste paper, cloth scraps, and cigarette butts towards the south in what it has described as retaliation towards South Korean civilian activists flying anti-Pyongyang propaganda leaflets across the border. Crowds of Kamala Harris supporters filtered into Desert Diamond Arena on Friday, where the vice president and her running mate held a rally. Andrew Taylor believes they're at a turning point for the United States.
I think we're at a turning point in this country right now. I mean, seriously, look at all these people here. It's 108 degrees out, and there's thousands of people here for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. I mean, it's an inflection point for this country. We've got to get involved. It is the choice between freedom and no rights. It is the freedom between women having bodily autonomy and having people in their doctor's rooms with them. I mean, there's so much at stake.
Harris's Arizona rally comes as polls indicate she is leading the Republican candidate 42% to 37% in the race for the November 5th United States presidential election, according to an Ipsos poll published on Thursday. Bangladesh's chief justice resigned Saturday following protests by a group of students and other demonstrators as the country's interim government, led by Nobel laureate Mohamed Yunus, started functioning days after Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was forced to resign and flee to India. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.